So I'm absolutely instructing my podcast post-production team. When you are putting in the resources, do not put the resource anchor in there.
There's over 1.9 million podcasts. Most of them never see the results they expected. They want to monetize, but their show ends up costing them money, and they never achieve the listenership they desire. This show will help you launch, grow, monetize, and inspire with your podcast. Get ready to take notes, because here's your host, Adam Adams.
And we're back with another episode of Podcasts on Podcasting. Yes, it's your friend, Adam A. Adams, and I'm glad you're here. Glad that you're listening to this episode. Now, if you heard in the teaser, it's all about not using Anchor. Here's the thing. My team, when they do all the editing of these interviews, regardless if it's an interview or a solo episode with me just speaking directly to you, when they do that, they're usually instructed that anytime I say a link or say a company, that they're supposed to put in the actual link to that in the show notes. So if you scroll down to the show notes right now, you'll be able to see a few different ideas of podcast hosting platforms that you might want to use. And what you'll notice, hopefully the team did it right, because I'm going to instruct them, do not put Anchor in there. Anchor is a free podcast hosting platform, but you get what you pay for. So I want to give you 4 podcast hosting platforms that you may want to use. 4 that I trust, that I've only heard great things about. And today I'm serving 45-ish podcast clients, and they all use different hosting platforms. And here's the 4 that I like the best: Buzzsprout, Podbean, Libsyn, and Captivate. We're putting out tons of content for our clients every single week. And the ones that my team prefers to work with are Buzzsprout, Podbean, Libsyn, and Captivate. I personally host this podcast on Libsyn. Libsyn is great. It stands for Liberated Syndication. So all of the podcasts are syndicated on many different platforms. Even Anchor, the free one, which again, do not put that in the show notes. I'm not trying to push people toward something that I don't believe in. But regardless, Anchor itself is a free platform. You can use it, but it has some drawbacks. You get what you pay for. One of the issues that you're going to get when working with Anchor is on the other platforms, it gives you a place in the show notes. As you're creating the show notes, you're writing the show notes, you're titling the episode, it actually gives you a spot where you can tag certain words, keywords that you want to be able to show up for and search for. It's kind of like hashtags. These are called tags or keywords. And so you can do that on all these other platforms. Whereas you say something to the effect of, for example, I used to not even show up. If you would type in Adam Adams, my podcast would not even show up. Now it does, because we actually add the keyword Adam Adams, triple A, Adam A. Adams. And so you should be able to search for some of those terms, and this podcast still will come up, and my other podcast still will come up. So with that said, with Anchor, it doesn't let you do that. So you just kind of are missing out. You won't be able to rank for keywords as easily. Additionally, for some reason, what I've noticed is with Anchor, it always thinks that you have more listeners than you actually do. So it's a little misleading when working with Anchor, because it seems like a lot of the Autobots, the chat, like these robots that download episodes, it's counting all of those. But when you move to like a more professional platform like Buzzsprout or Podbean or Libsyn or Captivate, because they're paid and they have the budget to be able to do this, they help to be able to separate out those robots that are downloading to the actual downloads. So it's kind of cool if you're using Buzzsprout or Podbean or Libsyn or Captivate. Yeah, sure, it might look like you have smaller amount of downloads. It's only because it's showing you only the actual downloads, but on Anchor, it tends to show you those robots. In my experience, those are the 2 main things that are really the drawbacks. The third thing is that you also don't have as good of analytics. Just the way that the platform's set up currently, it's just not as easy to understand your analytics as it is on some of the paid platforms. So this episode is pretty freaking short. No problem there. Podcast hosting platforms. Here's the big pitfall. Number 17 is you get what you pay for. And so if you're not paying for it, you don't get a lot. Anchor's free. Buzzsprout might be $20 to $40. Most people's podcasts are going to be like $19 on Buzzsprout or Podbean or Libsyn or Captivate. $19 a month is affordable. And to be able to have real analytics and to be able to understand your analytics easily and that extra benefit of being able to rank for key terms, keywords, this podcast is about real estate investing. So I'm going to put creative real estate. I'm going to put real estate investing. I'm going to put realtor. I'm going to put real estate agent. I'm going to put single family house. I'm going to put residential real estate. I'm going to put commercial real estate. I'm going to put multifamily. I'll be able to tag whatever it is that I want to rank for, and it'll be able to come up a lot faster. So when somebody's searching for a podcast just like yours, you're going to be more likely to be able to be in front of that person searching if you pay for the podcast hosting platform. And in a couple of episodes from now, episode number 20, when that comes out, we're going to be talking about pitfall number 16. There is a huge misconception. It's talking about if you build it, they will come. Everybody's saying, oh, you know, just start your podcast. All you have to do is have a podcast. You're automatically going to be famous. Well, in episode 20, I'm going to share with you that misconception. I'm going to share with you, it's not just if you build it, they will come. And then I'll share with you a few of the takeaways to be able to help you to actually be able to grow your podcast and get it in front of the people that you want to be in front of. Thank you so much. And that's a wrap. This episode is brought to you by growyourshow.com. Grow Your Show lets you be the star of your show while we handle all the hard stuff. We offer reliable and affordable post-production services that allow you to grow your show organically without all the work. So go ahead and check out the website right now and feel free to schedule a call with me and let's take your show to the next level. Again, growyourshow.com. You just press record. We handle the rest.